It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130, to Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 99.1, to Boston, Bloomberg 1200, to San Francisco, Bloomberg 960, to the country, Sirius XM Channel 119, and around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app and Bloomberg.com. This is Taking Stock.
I'm Kathleen Hayes, along with Pim Fox. Is it time to sit in the lap of luxury by chartering a beautiful yacht? Yes, it may be easier than you think, Pim.
Yes, indeed. We're going to be speaking with Karen Kelly Shea, the president and chief executive of Nicholson Yachts from Newport, Rhode Island. Going to give you details about how to get on the high seas. Right now, let's get some news from Charlie Pellet in the Bloomberg newsroom.
And thank you, Pim. Thank you, Kathleen. Not so smooth sailing for stocks today. The Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ, all trading lower. 29 minutes to go ahead of the bell. And right now, we've got the S&P down 7 to 2,070, a drop there of 0.4%. Now, stocks have paired declines, but the S&P 500 index is heading for the biggest weekly slide since April. Commodity shares rallying with oil, healthcare, and technology companies trimming losses. Speaking of oil, now up 4.2%. West Texas Intermediate crude back above $48 a barrel, $48.16 on WTI right now. It is up by $1.96. And a Bloomberg Television exclusive this morning. Did you catch it? We sat down with BP CEO Bob Dudley. He talked about a number of topics, including the oil price for shale drillers.
Very big differences in the spectrum of it. I'm sure there's a lot on the fringes of the heartlands of the shale that'll take very high or much higher oil prices. But in the really heartlands, some of the areas in the Permian and stuff, they can produce and do it economically, 30s and 40s and 50s. So it's not an exact on and off switch.
And Dudley was interviewed at a conference in St. Petersburg, Russia. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway paid $99.49 to accumulate its stake in Apple, according to a recent regulatory filing that gives fresh details on that investment. Apple shares today, they're down 2% at $95.59. Viacom forecasting earnings for the quarter ending in June that lag behind analyst estimates, but the shares trading higher today by 0.7%. S&P 500 index down 6 to 2,071, a drop of 0.3%. Dow Industrials down 52, a drop also of 0.3%. NASDAQ down 0.9%. And gold up 30 cents. A gain of less than 0.1%. And now let's look at the other stories making news.
Thank you, Charlie. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Jill Schneider. The debate over whether Britain should remain in the European Union remains at a standstill today as the country mourns the death of lawmaker Joe Cox. Parliament will be recalled from a break Monday to pay tribute to Cox, who was killed yesterday in Northern England while meeting with constituents. A suspect is in custody. A police officer who helped pull victims to safety in an Orlando nightclub Sunday says he is still haunted by the experience. Eatonville police officer Omar Delgado says it's been overwhelming.
Still have trouble sleeping, still have trouble closing my eyes because you just continue seeing what I witnessed.
Boston officials who coordinated the victims fund after the Boston Marathon bombings are reaching out to help Orlando distribute its One Orlando Fund to survivors and families of the victims. Here's Mayor Buddy Dyer.
A lot of great community partners have given a lot of money to the fund. Last time I checked, it was over $7 million.
Several local restaurants and bars are also raising funds to help the people most affected by the massacre. The head of the U.S. Olympic Committee is applauding the decision to ban the Russian track and field team from this summer's Olympics in Rio. Scott Blackman says the decision by the International Amateur Athletic Federation sends a much-needed message that there are consequences for athletes who use banned substances. Authorities say a Long Island man faces up to 30 years in prison for cheating distressed homeowners out of more than $3 million. Officials say David Goderup of Oceanside has pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Global News 24 hours a day, powered by our 2,400 journalists in more than 150 news bureaus around the world. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Jill Schneider. Charlie?
And we thank you. And again, recapping here, stocks lower, S&P 500 index down 6 to 2,071, a drop of 0.3%. I'm Charlie Pelletin. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Bloomberg taking stock. The Lux Life.
Gold. Jewels. Unclaimed properties of a valuable nature.
Now that you live in that great penthouse, can I be your financial advisor?
It's good to be king.
Diamond. I thought of your eyes. And I went right out and bought it.
Remember how much I wanted a big backyard with Grecian statues, S-shaped hedges, and three swimming pools? Well, I got that, too.
Bloomberg Taking Stock, The Lux Life, on Bloomberg Radio.
Recreational boating is a popular leisure activity in the United States. More than 88 million U.S. adults have participated in recreational boating last year. That means using a boat for sports activities such as fishing and water skiing, or indeed even to travel. But what if you'd like to use a boat to take a vacation? To see something that you couldn't see without access to the water. Well, one of the things you might do is consider a yacht charter. And Karen Kelly Shea is the president and the chief executive of Nicholson Yachts. She joins us from Newport, Rhode Island, and she can be followed on Twitter at Nicholson Yachts. Karen, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Pim and Kathleen. It's great to be with you.
Just begin by explaining to people that may not be familiar with what does a charter entail. Give us some details.
The typical yacht charter that we organize is fully crewed with a captain and chef, and depending on the size of the vessel, additional crew. Now, the captain will set an itinerary based on the desires of the guests on board and the makeup of the charter party, and the chef will prepare meals according to any requests or dietary restrictions or vegan, whatever you have, it can be done on a yacht. And generally a yacht owner who wants to defray some of the cost of owning the yacht will offer it for charter, and that's what we do. We find clients to put on board the yachts.
You know, this also makes me think of that old joke, right? The happiest day of a boat owner's life, and I guess maybe it applies to yacht owners, is the day she buys it and the day she sells it, right? Because it's a lot of work. It is a lot of expense, although if you own a yacht, you probably aren't maintaining it yourself. Give us some sense of the cost. I call you up. I need a yacht for six people for a weekend. What's my price range?
You know, they're surprisingly affordable, and it depends on the number of people in your party and also the size of the vessel and the amount of luxury you're looking for. Sailing yachts tend to be a little bit less expensive than powerboats. And for instance, if you're a party of six and we put you on a 72-foot sailing yacht, the cost of that for a charter here in New England is about $20,000 a week plus your expenses plus food. So, if you divide it by six people and look at the cost of a hotel and restaurants and rental cars and that kind of thing, it's not far off. Now, that's kind of mid-range. There, we do have some boats that are less expensive and straight on up to, very expensive, depending, again, on the level of luxury that the clients are looking for.
Karen, I wonder if you could describe some of the locations that are accessible typically only by a boat, by a yacht.
Well, let's see. Along the coast of New England, some of the little islands, Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard, Block Island, you can get there by ferry, but it's much more fun by a yacht. Cuttyhunk, on up to the coast of Maine and the Canadian Maritimes, along the coast of Florida, South Carolina, some of the Bahamas islands that may not even have airports, actually. I just did a trip to Cuba by yacht. We flew flew into Key West and took a yacht from Key West to Cuba and back, and it was just fantastic. It really was. What a great way to see the island. And it was my first trip there. It was wonderful.
So for someone who's never been on a yacht or done a trip like this, just tell them from your experience what you would like them to know. You are not just in this from a business angle. The yachting, this bug bit you a long time ago.
Well, it's just I like to sail, and I lived in the Caribbean, actually, during the 80s after college, and that's kind of how I got involved in this. And sailing through the islands and visiting the islands, what a great way to see the Caribbean islands. I mean, there are some small islands like the Grenadines and the Saints that don't have airports, and you can only get to by boat. Same thing with the Galapagos Islands. I did a trip there, and, you know, just fantastic way to see them and to really get up close and personal with the animals and the wildlife and the beauty of the islands.
Karen, what about a family vacation on board such a yacht? What kinds of details do people need to address?
It's an ideal vacation, really, for families. When my children were young, probably 2 and 4, we did a trip on a catamaran in the Grenadines Islands, and it was wonderful. My son was crawling, and it was a very safe boat. We put life vests on the two of them, and they respected the water, and, you know, were just fine. It was really great. It was easy to keep an eye on them. My son would crawl around the cockpit. It was actually very nice.
So, what's your next destination by boat, by yacht?
Next destination by yacht. Maybe Maine this summer. It's a wonderful time to go to Maine in the summer. New England, actually, all over New England. It's beautiful. Right here in Newport today, we had the start of the Newport to Bermuda race, and we have our clients out on yachts that are watching that start and then going off on their charter. So it's a very exciting venue.
Maine to Bermuda sounds lovely to me. Karen Kelly Shea, thank you so very much for joining us as we look at luxury aboard a yacht, a yachting vacation. She's president and CEO of Nicholson Yachts based in Newport, Rhode Island. I'm Kathleen Hayes along with Pim Fox. We're taking stock on Bloomberg Radio.
Taking Stock of Luxury is brought to you by your Tri-State BMW centers. Visit them online at tristatebmw.com. At BMW, they only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.